Here.
Bale watched him activate the weapon, watched the mesmerizing blue blade leap from its hilt, saw the apprehension, the resignation in Obi-Wan's sunken eyes. Taking the weapon back, he clutched it awkwardly. His hands were sweating, shaking. His heartbeat boomed in his ears. What now?
Coordinates,
Obi-Wan whispered. Coordinates? Oh, of course, to the planet. He'd scribbled them on a flimsy before they'd left the starship, kept the flimsy in his backpack. An act of faith or wishful thinking? Both. Neither. It was all the same now. He fetched it and returned, walking carefully, not daring to run with a lightsaber in his hand. Obi-Wan had stretched himself supine on the dead grass. Zagula's sun, sliding down the sky, lay insubstantial shadows over his face. Holding the red and black crystal tightly in his left hand, with his right, he took the flimsy, then lightly touched the tear in his thigh.
Here. No point making new holes. Don't stab. Lay the blade against the wound. Not hard. Not long. I don't want to lose my leg. It's a bit far to hop home.
He was joking. How could he joke about this? This wasn't funny. This was dreadful. Do you want me to warn you? Shall I count to three first? Obi-Wan looked at him.
Bale.
Oh, right. He did it. An electronic sizzling sound. The sickening smell mingled of burning cotton and flesh. Eyes stretched wide, spine arching, Obi-Wan swallowed his distress and tried to send his thoughts through the Sith crystal. After a moment, he shook his head.
No good. Again.
Oh, mercy. Beyond the boundaries of the Republic, on planets with no moral code, sentience tortured other sentience for power or greed. Sickened by the notion, he'd always wondered how anyone could do it, deliberately, cold-bloodedly, inflict pain on someone else, even derive pleasure from it, or conversely, feel nothing at all. He wanted to vomit. He wanted to weep. As the lightsaber burned him a second time, Obi-Wan's eyes went blank. A frantic pulse beat at the base of his throat. On a deep groan, he tried once more to reach the Jedi Temple.
No, he said, teeth gritted. Again.
Dizzy, Bale pressed the back of his hand to his mouth. This is it. This is the last time. I'm not doing this anymore. And to make certain, absolutely certain, he took a deep breath and put some weight behind the bright blue blade.